Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole, and as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of Trevor Bauer, your NL Cy Young Award winner. At least he better be. I'm going to get on today and just do a little quick 2-cent rant. Trevor Bauer was awesome last night. I got to get on and speak about it today. I'm going live today at 5 o'clock so we can still talk about it live together then, but I'm so excited about how Trevor Bauer did. I had to get on there. Gotta get the commercials out of the way. This show and every show is brought to you by T-Properties. T-Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, if you found the show, hit that like and subscribe button. Smash that thumbs up button. Try to get to 700 as fast as we can. I'm at 643 subscribers. That is awesome. All right, as I started the show off, last night, Trevor Bauer, in my 45 years of being a Reds fan and watching Reds pitching, that by far was the best pitching performance I personally have ever seen a Reds pitcher pitch. And that includes the two no-hitters by Homer Bailey and Tom Browning because of the pressure and how much his team needed him to pitch last night. He went on 3 days rest, wanted the ball, wanted to pitch against the Brewers. He said, throw it all on me, let's go. And he just balled out last night. Trevor Bauer was the man. Whew! Pitched 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 12 strikeouts. His ERA is 1.37. Wow. I mean, dude is cocky, but he backs it up. And I love it. And you could tell the way he was pitching, he was into it. And there's no crowd in there. Like, oh my goodness, it's been so much fun to be at that game. We could have been there. I was watching it on TV. I was going nuts. Trevor Bauer, the one time he got in trouble, they had a little error by Gino Suarez. Then they had the double. God, he's got guy first and third. Steps up, strikes 3 guys out in a row. He struck them out like it was nothing. I mean, he was like, argh! He was so fired up. I was fired up. It was awesome. I mean, it was a great, great pitching performance. And if that doesn't get you fired up about the Reds, then I don't know what is. Now, one thing I tweeted out last night, if you guys follow me on Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter with Sports with Strawberry Ice. The handle is Jeff A. Trenopole. Last night, he came out, and after the game, or excuse me, I forgot what I was talking about. What I tweeted out was that the Reds should basically hand Trevor a blank check and say, you fill it in. Because we've got to keep him. I mean, it might cost as much as however much the Yankees paid Cole last year. But oh my goodness. And he only wants to do 1-year contracts, but we'll see. When somebody throws a ton of money out for 10 years, kind of hard to turn it down. So I don't know. But if the Reds can keep Trevor Bauer, they got Gray and Castillo locked up till 2023. If you can keep all three of them, we got the forming of as good a pitching staff as the 90s Atlanta Braves who tortured the Reds. They are great pitchers. All been in the Hall of Fame. That's how good these guys are pitching. And Trevor Bauer is the best out of all of them. Last night after the game, like I said, he's cocky and he's fun, but he backs it up. Last night after the game, he was asked if he had cemented himself as the front runner for the Cy Young Award. And I'm going to tweet this out or put it on my Facebook page, Sports with Strawberry Ice. And this is what Trevor's answer was. I don't know how you could see it any other way. That's cocky, but he's right. I mean, let's look at his stats this year. All right. Let's see, that was last. Hold on. Where do I got? Yeah, no, this is the stats. All right, Bauer. He's number one in the National League in ERA. Like I said before, 1.73. He's number one in strikeouts with exactly 100. Now he's third in innings pitched with 73, but his whip is 0.79. That's first. So, I mean, that's ridiculous. And this is only a month and a half of baseball is what he's basically played. Unbelievable pitching performance. Unbelievable guts. The offense showed up. Joey Votto started off with a home run. The Wink backed him up. And then Gino freaking Suarez blew the door open for a 6-1 win. That's the offense that I, as a Reds fan, expected to see all year. Now, all of them are on home runs. We're just going to have to deal with it. That's the way they score, which it's a lot of fun. But the thing is about these home runs, they weren't solo shots. People were on base. So it was a pretty easy, like I said on yesterday's show, it would be nice to have a pretty easy win. Last night was a pretty easy win against the team you've got to beat. Now, the best part about this, I said the Reds are off today, but Milwaukee is moving on to St. Louis, and St. Louis and Milwaukee are going to play each other. One of them's going to lose, which is good for the Reds. Heading into Minnesota starting tomorrow night, they got to at least win 2 out of 3. It's not over, because if you guys are old enough to remember the 99 team, we went to Milwaukee, and we had to win at least 2 of those games, and we would have, you know, won the, I think we would have won the NL Central then, I think. Or we at least would have clinched the wild card. I can't remember which. Either way, we didn't win. We won one of them that we had to win to send us into the one-game playoff against the Mets. So it's not over. The Reds got to step up, finish this season out strong. Now, one thing I am kind of curious about. David Bell said that that was Sonny Gray's last start. My thought is, now they're talking about bringing Bauer back again Sunday. My thought is, if you need a really good start on Sunday, if we need that, which hopefully we don't, hopefully just win these 2 games and then, you know, we can let somebody else start Sunday. But if you need it, why don't you start Gray? Because you start Gray on Sunday and we win and we go in the playoffs, then you can start game 1 with Bauer, Castillo, and then maybe bring Gray back early, you know, on short rest. I'm kind of hoping they think that. I know Bauer wants to go on 4 days rest, but it just, physically, players usually can't do that. And with the stress and everything he put on himself last night, it would be nice to give him the rest of the year off, or, you know, the season off until we get into the playoffs and have him go first game of the series. Hopefully, we'll win the first 2 out of 3 in Minnesota, and then the Sunday's game, we can throw whoever we want because it doesn't really matter. We're in the playoffs. That would be awesome. Anyway, like I said, I got to do a little two-cent rant today. I am so excited about the Reds. So make sure you check my show out today, live at 5 with Sports with Strawberry Ice, Cincinnati's Sports with Strawberry Ice. And then just check out the Facebook groups that I help run. I invite you to join all of them. They are Bengals Nation, Reds Country, Bearcats Country, and Cyclones Country. Now, if you listen to me on a podcast, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. We're doing awesome. And give me a 5-star review. I greatly appreciate it. YouTubers, like I said, 643. Let's keep it rolling. Tell everybody about me. And you follow me on all my social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, hopefully, it'd be cool if this happens. There's another YouTuber from Philly who messaged me last night and wants to do a live stream of the Reds or Bengals fan with a Philly fan, since the Bengals and the Eagles are playing each other. So, Philly Mike, I said, yeah, let's go. And I haven't heard anything from you, so I'm hoping we do this. That'd be great. Love to get with you and talk some football, Bengals, Eagles this Sunday. Other than that, check out my live stream tonight at 5 o'clock. Like I said, live at 5 with Strawberry Ice. Other than that, that's just sports, baby. See you guys.